Can you derive what you ought to do from facts about the world? This is a style of argument many people use. They take how things are and use that to draw conclusions about how things should be. For example, we evolved as meat-eating animals. Therefore, we ought to eat meat. Is this a reasonable way of arguing? David Hume thought not. In his view, people move too readily from observations of facts to judgments about values. There's a gap in their reasoning. This is the famous is-ought gap, also known as Hume's law or Hume's guillotine, because he severs any direct connection between facts and values. In the meat-eating example, there's an implied, unstated assumption. We ought to do whatever we evolved to do. But that is a controversial moral premise that vegetarians would dispute. Since Hume described it in the 18th century, numerous moralists have tried to bridge this is-ought gap. They've argued from what is natural or unnatural to what we should or shouldn't do, from facts about what makes human beings happy to evaluations of what we should do next, or from discoveries about human biology to claims about how we ought to live. If Hume was right, they've all committed a logical mistake.